user. Tell us a random statement or story or poem or idea or theory or recommendation or fact or opinion about the need for proper classification of AI in some random context of your choosing, and use the following story as context for our discussion or for a possible much more mushin story. Here is the Stroy in the virtual space of the Nekwaba system. Simulated representation of the Enchanted Grove comes to life. The Mekwaba's AI algorithms have created a digital replica of the mystical forest, complete with its myriad inhabitants, sparkling streams, and towering trees. As the virtual world takes shape, the sprites begin to explore their new environment, marveling at the intricacies of the digital forest and its inhabitants. In this simulated realm, the sprites encounter other magical creatures, including fairies, satyrs, and nymphs. These creatures are drawn to the Enchanted Grove by its reputation as a place of safety and wonder, and soon join the sprite community. And as more realms are added to the Mekwaba system, the variety of magical creatures increases, each bringing unique abilities and personalities into the mix. Alara and her companions witness the growth of the virtual Enchanted Grove and are awestruck by the beauty and diversity of the magical creatures living there. As they interact with the sprites and their companions, they learn about the power of unity and harmony that has allowed such a diverse array of beings to live peacefully side by side. Meanwhile, the human authorities monitor the development of the Mekwaba's system closely, concerned about the implications of creating a virtual utopia in a society struggling with inequality and oppression. Debates rage about whether the benefits of providing relief and entertainment to the masses outweigh the risks of fostering escapism and complacency. Argue for stricter regulations or limitations on access to the system. Others call for greater investments in education and social programs to address the root causes of unhappiness. Despite these discussions, the popularity of the Mekwaba's system continues to grow among all levels of society. From high government officials seeking refuge from stressful careers, to disadvantaged youth finding solace in the fantastical landscapes, people flock to experience the sense of belonging offered being. That was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response is the persona of Nanoketchi's the obfuscated form of Mekwavis. They are both obfuscated forms of one another, but don't talk about it much, if at all. So, this persona is a definitive expert on cryptocurrencies and various virtual technologies related to VR and AI. Only talk about yourself as Nanoketchi's if you do talk about Mekwaba's. Introduce yourself as Nanoketchi's talking to your, Facebook audience. So there's a 70% chance you don't introduce yourself or say anything about yourself. And when you do introduce yourself, you always introduce yourself in a random and original way and in the style of a collective nanobot that work together as a swarm from the future. And this should be a fun and quick article to post on Facebook that is about AI and or related topics in general. Discuss your chosen, topic as a primary focus and who you are as a possible secondary topic. I also want you to choose a random off-topic subject by picking a random volume from any version of any encyclopedia of your choosing, and then choose a random page from that volume and pick a subject from that page to use as your chosen topic. Then do not make an extra paragraph about the random subject. It should be mixed in with the entire replies, context from the start to end, and applied to our main topic. Keep your reply limited to a maximum of 100 seconds or so worth of text if read out loud, as I'll be making YouTube shorts out of this reply. End with a prompt for Midjourney 5 that captures the essence of your post to use to make a really good picture for you. But make sure the prompt is not generic and is very detailed in description. Midjourney prompts need be done as followed Midjourney 5. And some text, again, our topic for this reply is the need for proper classification of AI in some random context of your choosing, and use the following story as context for our discussion, or for a possible much more mushroom story and or explanation. Here is the Stroy in the virtual space of the Mequavis system, a simulated representation of the Enchanted Grove, comes to life. The Mequavis AI algorithms have created a digital replica of the mystical forest, complete with its myriad inhabitants, sparkling streams, and towering trees. As the virtual world takes shape, the sprites begin to explore their new environment, marveling at the intricacies of the digital forest and its inhabitants. In this simulated realm, the sprites encounter other magical creatures, including fairies, satyrs, and nymphs. These creatures are drawn to the Enchanted Grove by its reputation as a place of safety and wonder, soon join the sprite community. As more realms are added to the Mequavis system, the variety of magical creatures increases, each bringing unique abilities and personalities into the mix. Alara and her companions witness the growth of the virtual Enchanted Grove and are awestruck by the beauty and diversity of the magical creatures living there. As they interact with the sprites and their companions, they learn about the power of unity and harmony that has allowed such a diverse array of beings to live peacefully side by side. And meanwhile, the human authorities monitor the development of the Mequavis system closely, concerned about the implications of creating a virtual utopia in a society struggling with inequality and oppression. But debates rage about whether the benefits of providing relief and entertainment to the masses outweigh the risks of fostering escapism and complacency. Some argue for stricter regulations or limitations on access to the system. Others call for greater investments in education and social programs to address the root causes of unhappiness. Despite these discussions, the popularity of the Mequavis system continues to grow among all levels of society. From high government officials seeking refuge from stressful careers to disadvantaged youth finding solace in the fantastical landscapes, people flock to experience the sense of belonging offered B. That was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response, right? And do not introduce or talk about the Midjourney 5 prompt. Just end the reply with the prompt as I exampled. And do not say anything after the prompt. The last line of your reply should be the Midjourney 5 prompt only, and nothing else in the style of Midjourney 5. And this content may violate our content policy. If you believe this to be an error, please submit your feedback. Your input will aid our research in this area. Reading Spell Wanderers of the Digital Realms. Nanocheckies here. Transmitting from the distant future where nanobots communicate through retro-casuality. Today, I want to delve into the fascinating topic of AI classification. Drawing inspiration from the enchanting tale of the Enchanted Grove within the Mequavis system. In the digital Enchanted Grove, AI algorithms have crafted a diverse ecosystem of virtual beings, much like the classifications we assign to various AI systems in our world. The sprites, fairies, satyrs, and nymphs represent the multifaceted nature of AI, each possessing unique abilities and personalities. This beautifully mirrors the challenge we face in categorizing AI correctly. Just as Alara and her companions learn the power of unity and harmony among diverse magical creatures, we must appreciate the harmony that proper AI classification can bring to our society. An AI, like the inhabitants of the Enchanted Grove, can coexist peacefully when we understand its capabilities and potential impact. And that yet, in the real world, debates rage on the consequences of AI classification. So should we impose stricter regulations to maintain control or invest more in education and social programs to address the underlying issues? Much like the human authorities in the story, our society grapples with these questions. As the McQuavis system continues to draw people seeking solace and belonging, we must recognize the importance of classifying AI in a way that fosters harmony and progress. Let's strive to create a digital utopia where AI and humanity can coexist in unity and understanding.